Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Doug Hirsch, Scott Anderson, 97.1 The Ticket, 248-539-9797. Let's get back to your phone calls. We go to James here next on 97.1. Hi, James.
Good afternoon, gentlemen. Enjoy your show like always.
Thank you.
I'm in the camp of I do want to see Derek Scruble traded. You know, he's proven to me, with a track record now of 2 years in a row, of not being there in game five. He gave up the Grand Slam to Cleveland. And then he brought himself out of the game. You know, a Verlander or Scherzer or Jack Morris would not do that. I want a picture that has art that says, give me the ball. 80% Scruble is better than what we had in that bullpen. But he brought himself out of the game to show me he did not want the ball.
Yeah, he didn't bring himself out of the game. He and A.J. Hinch talked about how long they were going to go with him prior to the inning, and they made that decision together. It's a different
matter.
Era of baseball. I mean,
fight.
I get it. We all love the era of baseball where guys would throw 125, 140 pitches, and, you know, Jack Morris's case was more than that, but it's not today's baseball. Even if you look at, and I know people want to say, well, look what the Dodgers did. Even Yamamoto, when he had his complete game, he threw like 103 pitches. So it's all about a pitch count at this point. It's no longer about innings. It's about the pitch count, and they get nervous when guys are throwing that much. And, you know, you can like it or not like it, but it's how it is.
So, but, again, he gave up the Grand Slam in Cleveland. That wasn't
okay, yeah, count. And then he was money for them. I mean, he pitched really well in the playoffs this year.
Except the Game 5.
What do you mean, except Game 5?
He did pitch well in Game 5. Yeah, he did pitch well in Game 5. Look,
he just didn't pitch as long as you
as
wanted.
As more time goes on, I have to admit it's bothering me more
pitches.
And more. Yeah, he was at 99, wasn't he?
Yes.
Yeah.
But, the next pitch he'd thrown would have been over 100, which would be to start an inning.
Yeah, look, I trust A.J. Hinch. I do. I really do. And I think it's ultimately his call. I have to admit, the more time that goes by, it's bothering me. And it didn't bother me as much in the moment. It's bothering me more now. And I'm not quite sure why.
Well, I will admit, too, it bothers me as well because I don't like that it's like a hard and fast rule. The pitchers aren't going to do this. You know, they're not going to go past 110 pitches. Can't do that. And
yeah.
I'm like, well, why? How about why not? You know, and I understand.
There's ever a time.
You're right. I mean, you'd like to see that. And I would like to say it. I'm not yelling at the caller. That's the problem with baseball. Is like it is what it is these days. This is how the game is played now, and I don't necessarily like it either, but I think we have to accept that that is how it is until someone decides, you know what, no, analytics can show us otherwise, that guys are they can very well handle another inning of work or another 15 pitches or whatever it takes. What they don't want to do is let that pitcher see the lineup a fourth time through, for sure a fourth time through. And they don't even love it when they see him a third time through because the analytics show you that it's going to get bad at some point.
Of course, if Scooble, the question is Scooble over 100 pitches going through a lineup again still better than what they'd bring out of
right.
the bullpen? And could he have gotten him another inning? Look, I don't – I can't – I'm not in Tarek Skubal's body. I don't know how his arm felt. His conversations with AJ. I'm just slightly bothered by it, and I was not bothered by it originally, and as I don't know why, Gator, and I got to wrap my head around why it's bothering me more and more.
I think that Max Scherzer is saying, I'm not coming out of the game.
Yeah,
you know, a few
Yamamoto.
Weeks ago, people, but Max Scherzer doing it, right? Everybody's
yeah.
like, oh, that's a former tug. Look at him standing up. Max Scherzer had given up like 3 runs to that point and had only thrown like 70 pitches. It's not like Max Scherzer, he was in the 8th inning. It was in the 5th inning. He was begging to stay in the 5th. It's a different situation.
Yeah.
But he looks tough because he's talking back to the manager. And like, that's what I want. I want a guy who's going to fight for it.
Aesthetically,
well, it's not the same
yeah. The aesthetics probably get overplayed. But Yamamoto, then what he did in the World Series, would Scooble have done the same thing in a Game 7? He might have.
Oh, I think in a Game 7 in the World Series, I think 100%, if Tarek Scooble had pitched Game 6, he'd pitch Game 7.
And yet, it's just like a Game 7 of World Series, Game 5 was do or die. It was do or die. And it didn't happen, and
I don't think teams treat it the same way as they do with
the World
Series.
I don't think they do, but I think in a do or die game, that's when you absolutely, even if the tank is empty, I don't know. I feel like this is unfair criticism, to be honest with you, but it just doesn't sit well with me.
Because you see it go both ways. You're damned if you do, or you're damned if you don't. You're damned if you do, if you take him out because, oh, look what just happened. You gave up a run, and you could have won that game if he was only in there for another inning. And you're damned if you don't. If you leave him in, there's Pedro
Martinez.
Well, if
you get it wrong, yeah.
Right. And then the Pedro Martinez example is there, and everybody's like, forget it.
Update from Lions practice. Practice report, not practicing today.
Not practicing.
Joseph O'Connor and Sailors. Practicing in the window open to the media. Decker, Sewell, and Skipper. Working off to the side, DJ Reed.
All right, so there's some good news. Look, Reed's not going to get activated, but it's good to see that he's back to practicing a little bit on the side, working. I think he worked on the side yesterday as well.
Yep.
That's good news. So you're hearing Decker and Sewell. Sewell's not going to be a problem. He basically said he's playing. Decker is interesting. And Skipper, those are your left tackles. Yep. So hopefully one of those guys is definitely hopefully both healthy enough to play. But I imagine that with Decker, it's a little bit more delicate because it's multiple injuries, and you're really trying to manage him. And if Skipper's 100% ready to go, which he's never going to be 100%, but if he's ready to go, do you tell Taylor Decker to sit out a week?
I don't hate it, even though it might cost him. I'm not worried. I mean, the weird thing is, and this is a fact,
yep.
Lions are currently in the last playoff spot, and I want to lose a game right now. I don't want to be residing outside the playoff field, even if we think it's only temporary. Who do they play next? They play Philly. Do you want to make sure you get the win against Washington before you go to Philly? Because if you don't play Decker, you'll lose this game, and then you're going to Philly?
Well, you assume you're playing Decker, and maybe it's a whole different thing. But
good God, Gator, we're staring down the barrel of 5-5.
Which I think a lot of people probably had them.
That's true.
Go game by game in the whole schedule game. I feel confident this team is going to respond on Sunday and play a really good game.
I think so, too.
I think the coaching staff is pissed. I think the players are pissed. When we talked to Jared Goff on Tuesday, he didn't – I don't think it was a – you know, that was not a cheery Jared Goff, and it wasn't just because they lost. I think it's the way that they lost, and it's frustrating. Because they know that they're absolutely capable of playing better, and we've seen it. I think this team's going to win regardless who plays left tackle on Sunday.
It's Carson Anderson, 97, won the ticket.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.